This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Afternoon, friends, Romans, and countrymen. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean today. I hope that didn't make you take a big gasp and say, oh, daggone it. I hate it when Bradley has guest hosts. Well, let me give you some bad news or some good news. It's going to be like that all week. I'm going to be in for Bradley today and again on Thursday. Bradley is, I don't know, those of you following closely probably understand this. He's out moving and grooving and getting it done. He's in Florida this week doing a series of speaking engagements at the local high schools. In fact, I saw today that he was at the former, you guys all remember, boy, my brain just went dead. He's in Florida doing assemblies at a Christian high school today, D. James Kennedy's old church. Bradley's speaking at the Christian Academy you have there, and he's scheduled all week. So it's hard for him to, you know, when you get into that type of mode where you're visiting schools, speaking to students, spending time afterwards with them. It's hard to really be able to plan to behind the microphone during the afternoon. So I'm here for him this week. God bless Bradley. I don't know how many of you have never really had the opportunity to hear Bradley in person. As I tell everybody, all my friends, he's as big as a house. Just he comes in a package. But when Bradley and I were together a couple weeks ago already, well, I guess about 10 days ago, up in Marshfield, Wisconsin, I got to know Bradley a little bit different. I said to my wife, "My goodness, I'm just, I'm Bradley Dean, only half the size." Or put it another way, Bradley Dean's me at twice the size. I couldn't believe how similar our approaches were, how similar our presentations were. Couldn't believe how sold out he was, and he couldn't believe how sold out I was. And so it's a real brotherhood that we're beginning to form there. And so if you get a chance, ever get a chance to hear Bradley Dean speak, folks, you got to get out there and hear him. I want to do a little shameless plug here, although it's not shameless. Speaking about the same thing, again, this is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. I'm in the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio. You can find me at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. As a former high school football coach, got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union for praying with our football teams back in 1997, launched me into ministry, didn't lose my job, laid down my job, got into ministry. I was like Paul Revere, the British are coming, trying to awaken people up to understand the times in which we lived, what was going on in our schools, what was going on in our country, and the need for Christian men to stand up and fight back. 1997. Folks, that is a long, long time. I've been at this a while. And I'm telling you, the things that I warned about and the things that Bradley Dean has been warning about for the last 20 years are right at our door. And I want to make you aware of something. I know some of you are driving. I know you don't have a pencil, and I want you to keep us here on the radio, but try to put this away in your mind if you can. Lock this in your brain. Occupy2019.com. Now I'm going to say that again. Occupy. Like, occupy till I come. Jesus said, occupy till I come. Occupy2019. So that's the year. Listen, I'm not being condescending. I know how you're driving and you're thinking. You say, what was that? You get home. What was that again? Occupy until I come, right? So occupy and the year, 2019.com. go to that website, Occupy 2019. You're going to find a fabulous conference we're having here in the Akron, Ohio area on April 12th through the 14th. And Bradley Dean is going to be one of our speakers. In fact, he's going to speak twice. Now, I just jumped on the website myself, and I'm looking at it. And folks, this is for this conference is for people who understand something is seriously wrong in America, and they're sick and tired of sitting around on the sidelines and not doing anything about it. Occupy2019.com. Bradley Dean's going to be there. Bradley's going to speak twice. He's going to make a presentation that you will not believe. It starts on Friday at 5. It goes Friday night, all day Saturday, and we're out about noon on Sunday, Akron, Ohio. All the information is on the website. Mark Trump will be there. You say, Mark Trump, who's Mark Trump? Well, see, listen, these are the guys who are really the boots on the ground, getting it done kind of guys. See, you don't know their names. You know, this isn't Tucker Carlson. This isn't Ann Coulter. These are people who are actually out in the streets making a thing, making it happen. And what we want to do is invite you to come and be part of this, where we're going to train you on how to fight the culture war. Mark Trump, he's going to talk about artificial intelligence. He's a cyber expert. What's really going on? What's 5G? What's it going to do to you? How safe is your technology? Tom Dunn. Tom Dunn is an independent filmmaker. And Tom does, oh my goodness, he does edgy stuff. He does child trafficking. He does how to recognize child trafficking. He does the homosexual mafia and everything that's going on with that. And Tom is just in the process right now of releasing his latest documentary. And boy, is that going to be an earth shaker. Russ Dizdar, many of you out there have heard of Russ Dizdar. Russ Dizdar is one of the world's experts in demonic oppression, possession, MK Ultras, explaining to us exactly what's going on in the culture. Russ is going to be one of our speakers. He's going to speak three different times, folks. This is $49 for all of this. It's amazing. Chad Estes. Coach Dave at Live, we started a thing called the Salt and Light Brigade, where we're organizing groups of men all across America. And Chad Estes is the head of the Salt and Light Brigade. And he's going to be there and explain to you how to put them together, how to make them functional, how to make them work. David Arthur. David's been on the show here with me at Sons of Liberty Media. David Arthur is a former 30-year trainee. Transsexual. Said what? Yes. Lived 30 years as a woman, radically saved by Jesus, and now is going to come and tell us all how to recognize the LGBTQRSTUV movement, the recruiting, how they're trying to get to their children, what's going on in your school. Dr. Mike Spaulding. Dr. Mike Spaulding has written a book. He's a pastor out of Lima, Ohio, written a book, Making the Pulpit Great Again. What's wrong with our churches and how we got in this mess and how we're going to get out of it. Mark Harrington, one of the leading activists in regards to abortion, Abortion 101. What's going on? Exactly what the arguments are, what the left is doing to us, how the left has been lying to us. It's moved from abortion to infanticide. Folks, this is April 12th through the 14th, and you can find the information at Occupy2019.com. But I'm advertising it here because Bradley Dean is going to be one of the speakers. You don't want to miss it. Occupy 2019, April 12th through the 14th. I'll give you more information when we come back on the other side. Coach Dave Sobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean while he's out sitting in for Jesus. We'll be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, sitting in today for my friend Bradley Dean, who is, as I said, in Florida all this week doing assemblies in schools and ministering to young children. And by young children, I'm talking about kids that are in schools. But we've changed, haven't we? I mean, I get myself caught up in that calling 16 and 17-year-old young men, young children. We do treat them like that, don't we? We don't even expect them to grow up anymore until they get to be in their mid-20s. And maybe if they grow up and get mature enough, they have babies in the mid-30s. Boy, oh boy, folks. We got to return back to the scriptures. The importance of training our children up in the way they should go when they get old, not departing from it. But again, Coach Dave sitting in for Bradley, and honored to be able to do it. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm not going to do it right now, but you can write this down. If you're not driving, if you're driving in your car, don't write it down. If you're not driving in the car, feel free to write it down. That's 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. One more time. 866-582-9933. We'll try to open the phone lines after the next segment. Why is the church so silent? How has the church lost its voice? And really, we are in the mess that we are in this country, my friends, not because darkness is dark, not because the devil is the devil, not because unsaved people are acting unsaved. We are in this mess because we've not done what our commander-in-chief commanded us to do, occupy till I come. Earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered for the saints. I don't know if you've noticed this. The only point of view that's not welcome in America anymore is the Christian point of view. You can have a secular point of view. You can have an atheistic point of view. You can have a point of view in regards to Islam. You can, You can have a Bruce Jenner point of view where you say you're a woman when you're a man. I mean, every type of belief system is accepted for Christianity. Can somebody explain to me why it is? Well, it's simple. The seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. And we know this, that the Satan and Satan's minions hate the name of Christ. Not only do they hate the name of Christ, they hate Christ. And so their assault is and has continued to be upon everything good and righteous. Now, friends, I'm just hard to believe. I'm ashamed to say it. I'll be 80 in 14 years. So that puts me right about 66 years old. And I think back how quickly ago, how short, what a short time ago was. I was a 16-year-old kid. When I was a 16-year-old kid 50 years ago, what my parents expected of me, what my school expected of me, what my neighbors expected of me, what was expected of a 16-year-old young man in America, it was the exact same standard everywhere you go. So one of the things that we've messed up with, one of the things that we've missed, my friend, this is not a battle over morality. Because morality is nothing more than a person's view of right and wrong. Now, that used to work because we had in our schools the Ten Commandments. We had in our homes on the refrigerator the Ten Commandments. And we had on our church walls when we walked into church the Ten Commandments. And people went to church. And the kids would walk into church, and they would look in the church. They would see the Ten Commandments. They'd see the Ten Commandments on the wall at the school, and they'd see the Ten Commandments on the refrigerator at home. And they said, you know, this is amazing. They're teaching me the same thing everywhere I go. And, folks, that's called ethics. That's an ethical standard. That's a standard of living that supersedes the individual's sense of morality. And that's why we found ourselves falling into a situation today in America where, have you heard this before? Well, that may be true for you, but it's not true for me. You know, I may think that's wrong, but who am I to tell somebody else how they should believe? I wouldn't do that, but who am I to tell somebody else what they can do with their own body? It's become situational ethics. So, folks, that's why morality, the idea of morality, it's not cutting it anymore. It's ethics that we have to come up with. And the question I have for you today is, how are we doing in regards to ethics? What are the ethics of the American culture? There was a day in America where lying was not acceptable. There was a day in America where if an elected official lied to you, he was held in account. There was a day in America where if an elected official lied or stole or was dishonest, they showed up with pitchforks and torches, and they did something about it because there was a standard of ethics rather than morality. That's the battle we're into, folks. There's been a real cultural transformation that has taken place in front of us, and we still really don't know exactly how we're supposed to handle it. We don't get it. So one of the things I want to play here real quickly just as we go to the break, this is a video of Lance Wallnau. Dr. Lance Wallnau just saw this yesterday in a very, very short interview. I looked at my time slot. I don't know if I'm going to hold this. I'm going to put it in reverse, and I'm going to back off, and I'm going to save this for the next segment. Folks, do you understand that in America, we no longer have a common set of values, a common set of right and wrong? Do you understand that that, at its very root, is what the cultural war is all about? Do you understand that the very institutions that have uphold this nation have been like termites eaten away from the inside? Maybe I'm showing myself to be an old fogey here. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, by the way, sitting in for Bradley Beam. Maybe I'm showing myself to be an old fogey, but you do remember those days, don't you, when a marriage was universally between a man and a woman? You do remember, don't you, that universally a family was a mother and a father with children, biological children or adopted children? a man and a woman. You remember those long gone days, don't you? You do remember the day, don't you, my friends, when profanity was not something that was accepted? You do remember the days, don't you, my friends, when you would have never, ever paraded outside of your house women with body parts dangling outside. You do remember those days, don't you? You do remember the day when your parents sent you out the door and they said to you, remember who you are. You do remember the day when you walked out the door and your parents said to your daughter, remember that we trained you to do the right thing. You do remember those days. But see, here's the problem. Today, my dear, there is no right thing. Well, we know there is. We know that there still is right and wrong. But the idea of right and wrong has been so watered down that it's not even identifiable anymore. That's your morality. That's called situational ethics. That's called humanism. Abortion may be right for you, but it would never be right for me. I would never do that, but you would do it. Folks, sure we are. That's the battle we're fighting against. To come back from the break here, I'm gonna play just a fascinating piece from Dr. Lance Wall. Now, maybe some of you never even heard of him, and I'm not here to say that he's next to the Pope. Not making that at all. But he makes a fabulous argument for what's happened to America, what's going on in America, and how the church, Christians, are the ones who are going to have to stand up and engage the battle. Now, my friend, if we expect, can we return to those days? Can we return to bygone days? I don't know. I don't know if we can. Can we go back to Mayberry? Can we go back to Hoss Cartwright Bonanza? Can we go to I Love Lucy? I don't know if we can get back there or not, folks. But we have an obligation, a moral obligation, not only to our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but to our children and our grandchildren, to do all that we can to create a culture in which Christian values can once again be the what? The ethical standard in America. Not Sharia law. Mm-mm. Not the lack of law, not lawlessness, not humanism. That's why what Bradley Dean is doing today is so, this whole week, in fact, is so important. He is taking those old waste places, and he's going back into where the kids are being educated, and he is saying, here is the standard, here is what's happened to us, here is what we must return to. I posted a meme on Facebook the other day. So why doesn't the government, if they love families so much, why doesn't the government forgive student debt to people when they have their fourth child? Oh, we'll be back on the other side with Lance Wall now. Cultural transformation. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Turkish man was captured Monday hours after he was identified as a suspect who allegedly gunned down 3 people and wounded several others on a Netherlands tram in an apparent terrorist attack. The man was known to authorities and on terrorist watch lists. Flooding in the Midwest has forced hundreds of people from their homes and claimed the lives of at least three people. The governors of Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin all have declared states of emergency. Heavy rain and melting snow are swelling the Missouri River out of its banks in Nebraska and Iowa. Bob Stubbe of the Omaha Public Works Department has a reminder for people.
Hopefully, people understand with the quantity of water that's coming down the Missouri River that you stay out of the water.
Speaking in Washington on Monday, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is also shifting to confront emerging online threats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back, my friend. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting with today for Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio. Folks, support Bradley. You can go to his website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. He travels a lot. He does a lot of great stuff. He's got four wonderful children, a wonderful wife, and I understand just trust me, all the extra things that are involved and required in traveling. And a lot of times a guy like me or a guy like Bradley, we get behind the microphone and everybody thinks that we got plenty of money and everything's going good. I got to tell you, that's just not the way it is, friend. And Bradley deserves your support, and I pray that you would do that. Let me bring up one more thing that I need to emphasize. I forgot about. If you remember, we spoke about the Occupy 2019 conference coming up April 12th through the 14th in Canton, Ohio, Akron, Canton, Ohio, Twin Cities, up near Cleveland. If you are interested in going, if you go online at Occupy 2019 and you get a ticket or purchase a ticket, the hotel has a special rate for you. It's $89 a night at the hotel. It's normally $129 per night. So if you go online and you order tickets and you make a reservation, make sure at the hotel you tell them that you're part of the Occupy event, or they're going to tell you that they're out of room because we've blocked off a series of rooms because we get that special rate. So, again, Occupy 2019, it'll be a fabulous, fabulous conference, and you'll get a chance to press the flesh a little bit. But even more than that, to find yourself around like-minded people. That's right. Sometimes, you know, we think we're the only ones, right? We're the only ones that get it. I hear from people all the time, Coach, is there anybody in my area? Coach, is there any churches you can recommend in my area? When we have these conferences and these events, we bring together the red-pilled Christians, and the fellowship is very, very rich. The last time we held one of these, we had about 300. That's what we expect to have again, and we will help you when you're there. We're going to help you connect with people in your neck of the woods. So please check that out, Occupy 2019. Coach Dave, CoachDaveLive.com. We're about cultural transformation. That's what Bradley's doing today. He's been the week down in Florida speaking to high school students. The culture has been stolen from us, and we want to try to reclaim the culture. Well, I came across a video this morning, a cultural transformation, an interview with Dr. Lance Wallnau, and it was, you know, sometimes somebody else can say it better than you. And this is one of those times when Dr. Wallnau could say it better than me. So, friends, I want you to listen about 5 or 6 minutes here of Dr. Lance Wallnau on the transformation of the culture in an interview that he just did with Jason Yates.
That's interesting because America's been heading in the wrong direction so dramatically, so apocalyptically, that there were some 22 million Christians that came out of the woodwork and voted virtually like 83%, 85% unanimity for Donald Trump in the last election. In other words, Christians changed the course of history because they were traumatized. And so I'm very excited by the degree of trauma that exists right now in the world where Christians are concerned, because if you can't get Christians to be motivated for enlightened self-interest, they will be motivated out of fear. And, you know, the Bible says in Jude, save some with compassion and others with fear. And so in many ways, the circumstances in America have created such anxiety about our stability, our economic stability, what the left is doing. I look at the news cycle, and you know, it's my opinion, it's obviously a program, but it's my opinion, brother. But I see the left as so aggressive, so intimidated, so belligerent, so all pervasive, invading everything from restaurants to movie theaters to school to bathrooms, that I believe this only tends to produce a greater degree of anxiety about sheep. And that's the metaphor Jesus gave for his people. And when the sheep get tense like that, they look for a shepherd. And who comes along but Donald Trump, the perfect shepherd for this flock of people? When Donald Trump spoke at the UIC gathering that was so brilliantly put together to get the great stuff between Trump and evangelicals in 2016, pre-election. He said something, a prominent thinker. He said, I've been traveling around America, I've been meeting Christians, I've been meeting pastors, I've been meeting you, and I've got a heart for you. I see you, and I see your support. And there's one thing I've noticed that is constant among you when I meet you. And I was thinking, what is the testimony of the church? Is it our love, our devotion, our sincerity, our kindness, our patriotism? He said, it's fear. You are afraid. You're afraid of what the IRS will do. You're afraid of what the government's going to do. You're afraid about freedom of religion and freedom of speech being taken from you. And he said, this is ridiculous, because every other person in the United States has the right to an opinion except you. When you have an opinion, you're afraid your IRS status is going to be revoked. He says, the first thing I'm going to do is when I'm elected president, I'm going to annul the impact of the Johnson Amendment. So my friend, at that moment, with 1,000 of the leading evangelicals, I'm talking about universities and media and radio, well, you would expect there to be a sudden explosion. In every place that I've quoted Donald Trump, there's an explosion of applause among the people. But the leaders that day were strangely silent. Not a single applause. And Trump kind of, I can hear him like taking in. Because he thought that he believed with his biggest promise to deal with the fear. The truth of the matter is, the leaders really don't want to be free to have an opinion. Because if they're free to have an opinion, then they're going to be expected to give one. And if they have to give one, they're going to lose time. They're going to lose office. They're going to open themselves up to media criticism. The biggest night there would be an activist group will show up in the parking lot on Sunday. And the people are going to blame the pastor for getting involved with politics. So the devil uses that. So fear is working against our leaders to keep them from informing the flock. That's bad. But fear is coming through the leftists to mobilize the Christians universally. to want to look for deliverance. And Donald Trump has emerged with an extremely dedicated constituency now, because we perceive him as someone who gets our anxiety and is willing to defend us. There's a whole group of Christians who, from a liberal and left perspective, are countering that and coming against and even supporting not supporting Donald Trump. What do you say to them and how they're approaching that?
I say it's good for them that they're funded by songs, because it's not the church funding it. So what you'll find is you have leftist activists that are working on Sojourners, who are working with Obama. And what you find is that throughout the history of the church, there's going to be those that are actually within. Remember what Paul said? He said in Ephesus, he said, I want to warn you that after my departure shall fierce wolves descend upon you, and from among your own selves shall arise those who speak in perverse things and draw disciples after them. So as early as the book of Acts, the apostolic community understood that in the absence of real godly authority, the enemy will try to come in order to carve it up, divide it, break it up. But I find nothing more oxymoronic than evangelicals in opposition to Trump. And I'm thinking, what if you don't like? Did you like, we want a little more ISIS around the neighborhood? What if you missed it? Did you want to have a little bit more unemployment? What would you like to have? A little less prosperity on Wall Street? But pick the demographic you want. Do you want the Hispanic community, or the African American community, have fewer people in force? As you get down to specifics, you'll find a person you want.
Yeah, folks, when it gets right down to it, we're worried about the personal morality of Donald Trump, and he is the captain of the Christian American team. As crazy as that sounds, right? As crazy as it sounds. But one of the things that really jumped out at me at that clip from Lance Wallnau, what jumped out to me really the most was two things. Number one, the pastors did not want the IRS muzzle taken off of them. They liked the idea that they could tell their flocks that they couldn't speak about politics. They weren't permitted to. And Dr. Wallnau makes the point that if that muzzle was removed, they would be uncomfortable, because by nature they do not want to speak up. They don't want to speak up for fear of losing people. But the second thing to me that was just as amazing, when the voice of the pulpit went silent, into that vacuum went, what does the Bible say? Unrighteous men crept in unawares, and they turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. And because the pulpit wouldn't rise up and call sin, sin, they wouldn't call homosexuality sin. We now see what? The Southern Baptist Church is considering it. The Methodist Church is considering it. The Methodist Church isn't even Christian in many aspects of it anymore. Dr. Wallnau says what's going on. I'm going to play a segment when we come back after the break. What Dr. Wallnau is saying is there is a movement of God going on, my friend, outside the church. Oh, you heard me right. It's not happening in the church. There are people who, because of the boldness or the lack of boldness in the pulpit and the boldness of the enemy. See, the Bible says that the righteous are as bold as lions. The righteous are. And evil men flee when no one pursues. And many are waking up who have come from outside of the church and said, I've had enough of it. I finally found a man who will stand up and be a man and speak on my behalf. And we're finding pockets of men everywhere now who are beginning to rise up and push back. When I come back from the other side, I'm going to play a little segment from Dr. Wallnau, which I say on my daily show, which, by the way, you can find at CoachDaveLive.com every morning at 7 a.m., that it's local. Our impact is local, my friends. We're not going to change Washington, D.C. Not all at once. But James Carville, the political strategist, told us what? All politics are local. and how can we operate? How can we do
it? At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yes, that's right, folks. The church has gone silent. The voice of morality, the gatekeeper of the church, has gone silent. That was the point that Dr. Lance Wolnow was making. Look, we're rolling into our last segment here. I have another little section I want to play from Dr. Wolnow. Let me remind you of a couple things. Number one, Bradley Dean is in Florida. He's going to be gone all week. He's doing a series of speaking engagements at high schools. Praise God that Bradley's getting in those high schools and speaking to the kids, because they're stealing our kids right out from under. You know, we put them in Sunday school. We do all the stuff. We do all that game. We put them in youth groups. But friends, can we be honest? They spend 7.5 hours a day in school being indoctrinated and then inculcated into atheism and humanism. And praise God that Bradley Dean is taking the gospel into the schools again. Boy, we need more of that. Quick reminder again of Occupy 2019. Bradley Dean's going to be one of our speakers. He's going to speak twice. If you love Bradley, you're going to be amazed by the powerful presentation that he makes, what you're going to learn from that powerful presentation. And those tickets can be purchased at Occupy2019.com. Occupy2019.com. All the information is there. If you get a hotel room, please tell them that you're part of the Occupy event and you'll get the money. I'm sorry, you'll get a greatly reduced rate. Rather than $125, it'll be $89 per night in the hotel. But you got to tell them. And if you don't tell them, they're going to tell you that they're sold out, because we put together a block of room. Let me, as I catch my breath here, before I look at the clock, where does this hour go? God bless you, Bradley. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to sit in for you. In the same interview with Dr. Lance Wallnau, this segment's going to be just, I want you to hear this. Because, friends, we have to make a difference locally. That's what we have to do. And one of the things that we're doing with our guys at the Salt and Light Brigade is we're encouraging them to go to city council meetings, to stand up and speak out, to take the 3 minutes that they give at the beginning of the city council meeting, or take the 3 minutes that they give you at the beginning of the school board meeting, or go to your congressman's house, or his local office, and go. We have got to begin to speak up, or they will not think it matters to us. That's exactly the point that Dr. Wallnau makes in this last segment, in this conversation that he's having on My Faith Votes. If you pick this up off of YouTube, this is where I'm watching the video, My Faith Works, and listen to Dr. Wallnau speak on what we have been saying for quite some time. All politics are local. Take it away, Dr. Wallnau.
It's on national call and stream. Everybody has a version of it. It goes back to this. There's beats of influence. Last question. Elections. People are motivated, have been in the 2018 midterm elections. Coming out of that, people want to still do something. They want to influence their communities. They want to influence their culture. So in a year like 2019, where there's not major elections happening, what's your advice to Christians about how they can stay engaged and carry that momentum into influencing their community?
This is so important, because what happens with Christians is that we get fatigued. And Jerry Falwell put it this way. He's the first person, you know, with the silent majority or moral majority. And he picked up on this stuff. And he said that the problem with Christians, he said if they win, they quit. So the great challenge for Christians is that we have got to recognize that we are the stewards and curators of our own future in this nation, and that it's not something that you quit. You don't quit locking your door. You don't quit brushing your teeth. You don't quit hugging your kids. Why? Because we have to have a sustained pattern of stewardship, or someone else will shape the future and take over your future for you. So the logical thing is, people are watching us here on your station. They should stay connected with you. So My Faith Votes. It's important to stay connected with people that David Barton is doing his work. Stay connected to people that are in narratives and dialogue about engagement. We've got to get it local. It can't just be national. It can't be sensational. Everybody loves the David and Goliath. Oh, it's Hillary. It's Trump. And Trump. And because the news lives off a clickbait, so they have to sensationalize it again. What I'm discovering is that people are missing the real opportunity of going local, because your authority is local, not national. Let's face it, you don't know. And most people have never heard of it before. But in my own sphere of influence, I have power. So what we do is we need to steward the local spheres that we have of influence. And we should aim at occupying until he comes. This is crazy to me that the left goes up and occupy Wall Street. Because the truth of the matter is, Jesus said, occupy planet Earth. He said, go occupy till I come. We should be occupying municipalities and judges' bench and journalism and documentaries and cartoons and filmmaking. We should be a community that's constantly creating these cultural influences that are discipling the world around us. And we have failed at that, and the left has seized it, and now we're paying the price for our lack of imagination. But I believe we're in a turning point right now. They've got to just do something. So coming out of it, it's going to be the new year. And my name, Wallnau, W-A-L-L-N-A-U. So just write that down. And guys like me are more and more coming to the forefront, because I figured something out. I figured out that if I funded myself, I don't have to worry about nobody supporting me. See, the problem with a nonprofit is they're always worrying. If you say something bad, the thing is going to stop writing the tips. But I figured if I write my own tips, I can't fire myself. So now I say what I want to say. Someone isn't happy with me. I'm doing it. Yeah.
There you go, folks. That's Bradley Dean, isn't it? Local impact, local influence. Now, here's the truth. This isn't easy. But wait, let me take that back. This is easy. It's not complicated. Let's put it another way. It's not complicated. It's not hard. It's simple. But you have to have courage and go do it. Can you see anybody listening that the sound of my voice explained to me why transgender people have found their way into public libraries and public schools to read library books to children, and Christians have not. Can anybody explain that to me? When the Bible tells us that the righteous are as bold as lions, the righteous are, why is it the righteous are the ones cowering in the corner? Why is it that the righteous ones are afraid to go to the school board meetings and speak up? Why is it the righteous ones are afraid to go confront their city officials? Why is it that the righteous ones are afraid to go to the library board and say, no, not on my watch? Why are the righteous the ones who are afraid? The Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions, and the evil men flee when no one pursues. See, nature abhors a vacuum. Somebody said that. That sounds like it. Sounds like I'm smart when I say that. Nature will rush into a vacuum. And one of the points that Dr. Wallnau made is because the church stopped exerting its spiritual authority, its authority went someplace else. The authority was seized by the homosexual lobby, by the transgender lobby, by the abortion lobby, by the Playboy lobby, by the MSNBC lobby, because Christians have withdrawn from the playing field. Those making the laws for us have no business doing it. And every ungodly thing that we see going on in this nation, my dear friends, is being done with the permission of the local church. Say, Coach, how can you say that? Because silence is consent. And then the small town in which you live or the large town in which you live, if they're doing things and teaching things inside your government schools that you are against, can you please explain to me why you haven't made your voice known? Apostle Paul said that for you to know to do good and not to do it, to you it's sin. Oh, man, I can't believe the time's up. God bless Bradley Dean, folks. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio and make an offering. Make a donation to Bradley and his family to keep him. If you were to come and hear Bradley Dean speak in person, in front of children, young people, you would dig deep inside your pockets and you said, man, do we need that voice. Bradley, he doesn't ask for money. He doesn't ask for it. But I would ask you, I would exhort you, I would encourage you, try to make your way to Occupy 2019 in April 12th through the 14th here in Ohio, and come and hear Bradley Dean and feel what you feel when he speaks, and to learn and hear the truth of what has happened to us. Occupy2019.com. It'll change your life, folks. It'll change your life. God bless Bradley Dean. Thank you, Bradley, for taking your family down there in Florida and taking the truth to those kids.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.